clutching her briefcase and looking straight ahead, like she never even knew I was standing right next to her. What the hell? Women had always noticed me, regardless of whether or not I wanted the attention. Maybe the fact that she didn't acknowledge my presence was what really had my cock trying to burst through the crotch of my pants. I was operating on a primitive level at the moment, and damned if I didn't want to give chase and conquer her, make her notice me. She was different, and I liked that. Her attention was focused on something far more important to her than anybody who was riding in the elevator at the moment. What is she thinking about? Her behavior certainly had me interested to know where her brain was at right now, because she definitely didn't seem to be surveying the people around her. I get that most people try not to appear like they're checking out their fellow passengers. It's something we do covertly. But not her. She was entirely in her own universe. I watched as people filtered out every time the elevator stopped while we slowly crawled to the top of the building. The lift halted at every floor as we crept toward the last few stops, which were all executive offices. I knew this because my office is on the very top floor. Let me be quite honest and admit that it had been a while since a woman had entirely discounted my presence, especially when they found out that I was Sebastian Walker, co-owner and billionaire partner, along with my brother Trace, of Walker Enterprises. I acknowledge that without conceit. It's just fact. When a guy has as much money as I do and hasn't yet hit the age of 30, most women looked at me as a potential eligible mate. It's been happening since I turned 18, almost 10 years ago. However, since I've now worked at Walker with my brother Trace for nearly a year, most of the females who worked in our main offices here in Denver knew my reputation, or maybe I should say my past behavior. It caused many of them to keep their distance, which was fine with me. Honestly, I think the ones who didn't try to snag me anymore were pretty smart. I wasn't exactly a relationship type of guy. I was a player, the party guy who had never taken work seriously until he had to man up and put my money into this business with Trace. Now that I had bought back into my deceased father's corporation, I was fully committed, dedicated heart and soul to Walker. Unfortunately, my reputation preceded me, and very few people had yet to figure out that I was now reformed. Well, okay, maybe reformed wasn't exactly the right word to sum up my transformation. I'm still the same rich guy who has never seen poverty and really doesn't know what it's like to be a normal person. But I gave up getting high and being a professional partier. Hell, I very rarely even had a drink anymore, which makes me downright boring to many women. But I'm too damn busy, which is exactly why I'm really not a player anymore. During the last year or so, not a single woman has pulled my interest away from business since I'd partnered in Walker with Trace, until today. I had to prove myself, carve out my place in the company, but I was good with that. I had a purpose, and it was to be an asset to Walker and take some of the load off my elder brother Trace. I also wanted to carve out my own niche in the company and become a valuable asset to the conglomerate. Trace had finally settled down and gotten married to a woman who really loved him. Eva had been the best thing that ever happened to my older sibling, and he deserved to slow his ass down for a while. Luckily, I'd also become obsessed with my job, which meant I didn't miss my days of being high and drunk. Okay, yeah, maybe I did miss getting laid more often, but I hadn't really thought about it until she walked into the same elevator as me this morning. My dick was now in an all-out revolt from lack of use, and I had to loosen the tie on my custom power suit because the small space was getting warm, even though people were filing out on every floor. "Would you mind moving over?" the woman suddenly asked politely but firmly as she put an elbow lightly into my ribs. Damn, her voice was just as serious as her old lady suit, but it was a husky alto that sounded pretty fucking sexy. Even if she was shrugging me off. Maybe I was a little too close to her, considering we were the last ones left in the lift. I moved to the other side of our small space, able to watch her better as I leaned against the opposite wall. "Still going up?" "Yes," she answered brusquely, finally looking over at me with a pair of beautiful blue eyes that were almost completely devoid of emotion, as cool as a winter's day in Colorado. She didn't give me flirtatious looks.